Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
I said that fast.
You did.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall. There we go.
And it's Wednesday, January 11, 2017. Ooh. I'm not going to say it. It's not hump day. Well, it is
no,
hump day.
No,
but
no.
I wasn't. We're not going to say that this week. But what we are going to say is that we got a great listener write-in for asking us to talk a little bit about this fascinating and something we have talked about before, especially, you know, there was a period in time where we were talking of doing a lot of educational talks and really focusing on some educational issues. And that is the idea of restorative justice.
Right. As an alternative to
everything. No. As a alternative to, you know, zero tolerance, punishment-based management of behavior.
Right. Restorative justice. Dr. Bernie and I spend a considerable amount of time talking about reward and punish, the reward and punish school of child rearing. That in our book, How to Raise an Emotionally Healthy Child, we talk at length about teach, don't punish. Instead of punishing children, you're supposed to you should be teaching them how to do things, have the expectation, but teach them how to do it. But frequently people will say, well, what do you do? What can I do instead?
Right.
You know, because we have this punishment mentality in our country.
Every week I have at least five parents ask me, well, if you don't believe in punishment, what else do I do?
I'm married to somebody who asks me that question on a regular basis. Well, if we don't have... No, we're not talking about consequences.
Right.
Consequences are different. We're talking about you don't have to punish children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're asked that question frequently by teachers,
right.
I say, well, what else can we do? Or principals will say, what else can we do? We say, well, restorative justice is one of those alternatives.
Right. Okay? Yeah.
So I'm really glad we're talking about that today. And I appreciate that the listener.
Yeah, because it's a little bit different than saying, well, what do I do if we don't believe in punishment? What do I do when my kid won't do his homework? We don't have to do anything when they don't do their homework. Your house should be set up in such a way that homework comes first, and then after homework comes a series of other activities that are probably preferred.
Right.
And so we can't move on to those other activities until homework is done. If you choose not to do homework, then we just cannot progress to those other things that you would prefer to do.
It is as easy as it sounds.
Right.
You know,
and so we don't have to find innovative consequences and punishments and, you know, all these things. Because it's just A leads to B. And if A doesn't happen, we just can't get to B.
Right.
But with restorative justice, what we're talking about, especially the way that it's often used in schools, it is more for conflict resolution, more for conflict-based problems between students or between students and teachers. But it can just as easily be used at home as well.
That's right. And restorative justice is one of those things parents will frequently ask, or teachers will frequently ask. Well, what should I do if A, B, or C happens? And it's restorative justice is one of those things.
But
what if my child throws milk across the room, throws a glass of milk, or does something on purpose, or smears toothpaste all over the bathroom walls, you know, then what should I, shouldn't I punish my child?
Mm-hmm.
And no, there's restorative justice. Here's a really good approach that not only fixes the problem, but it also teaches an important lesson.
Right.
And that's what we're after as parents.
So tell us what, If you're in a situation like that, what should the parent do? I mean, I know what I would tell the parents to do, but what would you tell the parents to do?
If they discovered a mess?
Yeah.
Now it's time to clean the mess.
Right.
Okay. Somebody has to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever made the mess cleans the mess. We frequently tell parents by age 5, children should be accustomed to cleaning their own messes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an 8-year-old who doesn't clean his or her own messes, that means you're already 3 years late.
Right.
Because A 5-year-old should know that when I make a mess, I clean the mess.
Mm-hmm, okay. I had a, well, exactly. And we'll finish wrapping that one up before I go on to another example. But you're exactly right. So you walk in and there's the mess. We don't need to have punishments because we know who did it. So important key number one, don't ask who made the mess because right. What are you doing? You're asking for your child to lie.
Right.
So don't ask who made the mess. Say, oh, I can see there's a mess. Mm-hmm. Let me get you some paper towels and help you clean it up. Right. Or let me get some paper towels for you to clean it up.
You're allowed to help.
Right.
You know that.
Especially if they're young, if they're 3 to 5 years old or so. Right. So you're just working through from a problem solving perspective. You're not saying, I can't believe it, I have to tell you again. You know, there's no reason to go into all of that.
No.
Because, you know, clearly that's not going to get you to where you want to be.
All you want to do is clean the mess.
Right.
Or no, all you want to do is to have the mess clean.
Right.
Okay? And frequently what parents will do is they will punish, well, go to your room, you put time out. Then the parent has to clean the mess.
Right.
Okay. That's all. No. The person who made the mess cleans the mess.
Right. Right. And it should be that way always. So if the parent makes the mess, the parent cleans the mess.
Mm-hmm.
The child makes the mess, the child cleans the mess.
Right.
Another example is I had a situation. I was talking to some parents this past week, and they had a great scenario that I think that a lot of people wonder about. And that's they have a young child. I think he's 3 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he will make statements sometimes that are... he's a little bit older, but he has some developmental issues,
right.
and he will make some statements sometimes, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Like the parents will ask him, he will need to come off his video games or something like that, and he'll say, well, what if I was your boss and told you that you couldn't come to work anymore and you were fired? And you know, some of them are almost funny in that way. And then some of them get much more serious. And they said, well, we don't know how to respond to that kind of situation. And I think that what we're talking about in those situations, perhaps, is a kid who doesn't really know how to process how he's feeling. Right. So I would say exactly how I would feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this the reason that this falls under that same idea of restorative justice is that we're trying to educate. We're trying to let the other person know how their actions affect us. Mm-hmm. So I would say, well, if you were my boss and you fired me, I would probably be really upset, especially if I felt like I was doing everything you wanted me to do. How would you feel? So now we're having a conversation. It's not punishment because you don't talk back to me. You don't do this. You don't do that. You make sure that the child understands, because I think in many ways, they're trying to figure out how I should feel in this kind of situation.
And you bring up a good point with the emotional. We talk about making a physical mess, toothpaste or milk or juice or something on the floor. But the restorative justice is also an appropriate intervention when children are emotionally cruel, verbally cruel, verbally aggressive. So somebody ridicules another student. Well, restorative justice can be used there as well, because you have broken the relationship, and so now what do you have to do to fix it? And so that's, again, a teachable moment.
Absolutely.
So instead of punishing the child for, we use the word bullying to cover everything today, rather than punishing the child for being offensive, verbally offensive, this is a wonderful teachable moment where you can work with both children to work through that.
Right. So if you have siblings at home, two kids at home, and they're getting into arguments, you're getting into fights, you sit them down and you say, okay, what happened? Let both people... I love the idea of the talking stick.
Yeah, right.
So whoever is holding the stick or a ball or whatever you choose to use, whoever's holding that is the person that gets to talk, and everybody else has to listen.
Right.
And so you pass it around, and so each person gets to tell their side. Then you ask each person to tell how what the other person did made them feel. And
that's
right. So now we're having a conversation, and we're learning about how our actions affect others.
That's right. And children learn how to apologize in this way. You know, none of us are very good at it. Most of us are not very good at apologizing. Mm-hmm. So again, this gives children the opportunity to understand what they have done, and to restore the relationship to to where it was prior to the episode.
Absolutely. You know,
so, and again, a wonderful teachable moment.
So. Right. Yeah. So if you're interested in learning more about it, there's lots of great resources online. Yeah. If you just type in restorative justice into Google, you'll find lots of great things. So,
right. All right. You're going to see this in schools too. Schools are just beginning to replace zero tolerance and other kinds of draconian punishments with restorative justice.
Right. So. Right. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's it for today.
Thank you to that listener.
Yes. Thank you very much for writing in with that. And if you have any thoughts or ideas or topics that you'd like for us to discuss, please write into us and let us know, because we will certainly talk to you about them, see what we can find, if we need to look up some research or something to find out more. So, all right. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow is
Thursday.
Okay.
Wednesday, then Thursday. Usually happens.
Have a good day.
It's my favorite part of the day. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.